Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And my name is Carolyn.
And you're joining us for a lesson all about the mind. The mysteries of the mind. And of course, one thing that many people think about when they think about the mind is their brains. Our brains are very important, of course. If we didn't have brains, we couldn't really live, could we? Well, I wonder what you know about the human brain. There are so many things we can learn. Carolyn, what's one thing that you know about the human brain?
Well, I know a few interesting things about the human brain. One of them is that the brain is not completely gray. A lot of people think that the brain is only one color, but actually it is four.
What?
It is gray, white, black, and red.
Really? Four different colors?
Four different colors.
I like colors. Do you know anything else about the brain?
Well, the human brain is about 3 pounds, and we use every part of it.
All right. Hey, that's a good point, because many people think that some humans only use 10% of their brains. While I do know that if you are a creative person, you use the right side of your brain more, and if you're a rational person, you use the left side of your brain a little bit more. Well, we're always figuring out new things about the brain, and in this lesson, we're going to be learning some of the mysteries of the mind. Let's get started.
Mysteries of the mind. Scientists are still trying to discover the secrets behind human minds. Scientists have taught us astounding facts about the world, but they haven't been able to explain the things we experience every day. Laughter. Laughter is one form of communication that transcends culture and language. It's a natural response that even young children have. Yet scientists are not sure exactly what causes people to laugh or what function laughter plays. It may be a playful response to things that run contrary to people's expectations. Or laughter may have a social function of signaling that something is said in fun, not seriously.
Hello, friends. This is your word lady, Ellen. The human body is amazing. Even though we use it every day, many things about it are still a mystery to us. Before we begin today's article, let's take a look at our vocabulary for the day. Astound. Astound is a verb. My new smartphone can do some astounding things. Transcend. Transcend is a verb. Traveling can help people transcend cultural differences and make friends with those from different backgrounds. Differentiate. Differentiate is a verb. The medical students are learning how to differentiate cells with cancer from healthy ones. Retrieve. Retrieve is a verb. After the car accident, Arthur had trouble retrieving some of his memories. Sounds like we're going to learn some really great information. Let's dive right in.
Well, laughter does sound like quite a mystery. Going back to the beginning of the page, scientists are still trying to discover the secrets behind human minds. Science has told us a lot about the body and the brain, but there are still many things that we don't understand. And how does the article start, Gabe?
All right, well, scientists have taught us astounding facts about the world. That's true. That's what scientists are good at. That's what they want to do. They want to figure out how things work. So we know some astounding things about the world. Let's look at that astounding word. The word is, of course, astounding or astound. If you astound somebody, that means you amaze somebody. So, astounding means amazing.
Amazing or surprising. It's something that you didn't expect, but it is wonderful. So, What is something that you find to be astounding, Gabe?
Something I find to be astounding. Oh, well, when I think about one of our coworkers, Simon, he has a lot of astounding facts. He always astounds me with the amount of knowledge that he has about almost every subject. That's one way you can use that word, astounding.
Yes, so he is pretty astounding. Well, scientists have been able to tell us a lot of amazing or astounding things about the world, but they haven't been able to explain the things we experience every day. So there's still a lot that we don't know.
That's right. There's still so much we don't know, the things that we experience almost every day, okay? And we're going to be learning about some of these things in our lesson. The first one, of course, is laughter. This is a wonderful thing. Let's look at it a little more closely. Laughter is one form of communication that transcends culture and language.
That's right. It transcends culture and language, and we'll look at the word transcend from our word bank. If you transcend something, then you go beyond it. Mm-hmm. There's more to it. And you might say that emotions transcend understanding. You don't understand why we have emotions, but we do have them.
That's right. So those can transcend understanding. I also think about music as something that transcends language and culture as well. That's something that people of every culture and every country can appreciate. So it transcends. It goes deeper than the language barriers.
That's right. So something that transcends culture and language is laughter. It's a natural response that even young children have. So everyone has this response.
That's right. Now, I wonder what some people think when they laugh for the first time. It must be kind of a strange feeling. Sometimes you wonder why you laugh, but sometimes it is a great feeling. You might feel sore or tired afterwards if you have a good laugh. But of course, everyone laughs and everyone needs to laugh.
That's right. And we find out, yet scientists are not sure exactly what causes people to laugh or what function laughter plays. So we know that everyone laughs, that it's a great feeling, that it can transcend culture and language, but we don't know why we laugh or why it's important, What function it plays.
That's right. What function does it play? Well, it's time for us to learn something new with Steve and Ken in the Information Cloud about laughter, the best medicine.
It's kind of funny. Scientists are still trying to discover the purpose of laughter. But it's really no mystery. Laughter exists for our physical, mental, and emotional health.
Physically, laughter relaxes our whole body. It helps us fight infections. It decreases pain and heart disease. And 15 minutes of laughter a day can actually help us lose weight.
Mentally, laughter reduces stress, anxiety, and fear. It improves our mood and energizes our brain.
Emotionally, laughter helps us keep a positive outlook through difficult situations, disappointments, and loss.
Whoever invented the idiom, laughter is the best medicine, certainly knew what they were talking about.
Amazing, right? Another great thing about laughter is that its benefits stay with us long after the joke is over.
Laughing by ourselves is good, but laughing with others is even better. Laughter strengthens relationships, enhances teamwork, and helps diffuse conflict. Look closely at any healthy marriage, and you're sure to find some laughter.
Legendary actor Charlie Chaplin once said, "A day without laughter is a day wasted." So friends, if you haven't laughed yet today, get out there and have a good laugh. It's good for you.
今天的课文讲到科学家还不完全确定人类为什么会笑以及笑具有的功能。其实 laughter, 笑对我们有多重的益处。Physically, 就身体而言，笑可以让我们放松，减少疼痛，甚至减肥。Mentally, 就精神而言，笑可以减少压力和恐惧以及激励头脑。Emotionally, 就情感而言，笑能够让我们在逆境当中有个正面的展望。怪不得俗语说 Laughter is the best medicine, 笑是最好的良药。这就是今天的 Info Cloud, 我们下次云端见。
Laughter is a great way to feel good, and we were just talking about how scientists are not quite sure why we laugh, and we see some of the reasons that they think laughter might be important.It may be a playful response to things that run contrary to people's expectations. So maybe we laugh because we aren't expecting something and、mm-hmm. we feel a little bit surprised by it.
That's right. I think that's one reason why people laugh. There are many reasons people laugh, though. But let's take a look a little more closely at that phrase, to run contrary to, and the grammar gym.
Welcome to the Grammar Gym, friends. My name is Liz, and here's our grammar tip sentence for today. It may be a playful response to things that run contrary to people's expectations. Our focus is on the phrase, to run contrary to. It's just a fancy way to say, to go against. So, today's sentence can be changed to...It may be a helpful response to things that go against people's expectations. If you're in a formal situation and you want to talk about how something is not following certain expectations or that it's the opposite of those expectations, then consider using run contrary to. For example, the advertisement campaign had to be changed because it ran contrary to the company's core values.Or, although everything the tourists did today ran contrary to their travel itinerary, they still had a wonderful time. If you want to see some more example sentences, then check out today's Grammar Tip section for more examples. That's it for today. This is Liz from the Grammar Gym. See you next time.
Well, laughter might not be just a playful response that runs contrary to people's expectations. There are other functions it might play. Or, laughter may have a social function of signaling that something is said in fun, not seriously. What do you think about this, Gabe?
Carolyn, I think it's very true. Some of my friends have a...what you would call a dry sense of humor. So when they joke around, they don't laugh about their joke. Other people don't know if they're joking or not. So laughter really does communicate that you are joking, that you are not being serious.
That's right. And it's important to laugh when you are joking, to let other people know that you aren't being serious, that you're just playing, and they should be laughing too and having fun.
I think so too.Well, laughter is contagious. People like to laugh. People like to know why other people are laughing. And I think that's why it transcends things like culture and language. Sometimes you might not understand everything that someone is saying in another language. Sometimes you don't care. But Carolyn, if I hear other people laughing about something, then I'm more interested. Aren't you?
I am very interested to know why other people laugh, because it's a very happy feeling, mm-hmm. and I enjoy laughing.
Exactly. So that's one reason why people like to learn other languages as well, so that they can join in on the fun. Well, it's time for us to learn something new with Michelle in the Language Lab. And then we will see you later.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 这篇文章的第一个重点我们来看 astound 这个动词。astound 是指使震惊，例如 the news of the plane crash astounded the whole nation. 飞机失事的消息震惊全国。课文中提到了 astounding 这个字，它是 astound 现在分词当作形容词，意思是指使人震惊或讶异的。例如 the effects of the treatments are quite astounding. 这个治疗的成效非常的惊人。 继续我们看的是 transcend 这个动词 ,trans 这个字首有转换的意思。所以 transcend 是指超越。例如 loyalty to the country should always transcend personal benefits. 对国家的忠诚应该总是要超过个人的利益。或者是 the movie talks about how love can transcend hatred and discrimination. 这部电影讨论爱如何超越仇恨以及歧视。
Today we're learning about some of the mysteries of the mind. Of course, scientists have taught us many astounding things about the world, and they've taught us many astounding things about ourselves. But there are some things that science just cannot explain. We're looking at some of those things. So far, we've talked about laughter. We've talked about how it's a form of communication that transcends culture and language. Laughter is indeed very important.Now it's time for us to continue learning about something else, memory.
Mysteries of the mind. Memory. People have an amazing ability to recall everything from mathematical facts to their morning routines to the smell of their favorite meal. Scientists think memory storage involves connections between brain cells.Memories may even affect the physical structures of human brains. Human minds differentiate short-term and long-term memories, but scientists still don't have a complete explanation of how this process works. They also don't know how people retrieve their memories. When most people hear their best friend's name, they picture the person instantly. The ability to recall things so quickly is amazing, and...unexplained.
The memory is an amazing thing, so let's talk about that memory. People have an amazing ability to recall everything from mathematical facts to their morning routines to the smell of their favorite meal.So there are many things that we are able to remember. Gabe, are you able to remember these things?
Well, I'm able to remember morning routines. I do the same thing every morning. I'm able to remember the smell of my favorite meal, yes. And actually, I think smell is very connected with memories. But you know what, Carolyn? I'm not too good at remembering mathematical facts.
Well, those are a little bit different.Difficult if you don't use them all the time.
Mm-hmm.
One that has stuck with me, though, is the Pythagorean theorem.
What?
It's for triangles with a right angle, and it's a squared plus b squared equals c squared.
Oh,
pretty
yeah.
Easy.
That's pretty good. Oh, I remember one now. Mx plus b equals 2? Ah, no, I can't remember mathematical facts, Carolyn. Well, maybe some of you can remember mathematical facts.More easily than I can. So people have an amazing ability or an astounding ability to recall these kinds of things. Okay, so memory is very amazing. Let's continue. Scientists think memory storage involves connections between brain cells. All right, so this is what science is trying to prove, that it has connections between brain cells.
Well, the memory storage might have to do with that connection. If things are connected well, then it would be easier to transfer ideas to make those connections strong and be able to recall things quickly.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of makes sense, but they're still not sure. Scientists think this is what happens.
That's right. Now, of course, storage of any kind is where you keep something, where you store something.So where your memories are stored in your brain, okay? Memories may even affect the physical structures of human brains. That's something I have not really thought about before. I usually think of a brain as, or everyone's brain, kind of looking the same, but maybe some people's brains are structured a little bit differently just because of memories.
That very well could be one possibility.Human minds differentiate short-term and long-term memories. And we see that word differentiate from our word bank. If you can differentiate something, then you can tell the difference between two things,、mm-hmm. why they are different.
That's right. You can differentiate. So let's use that word. Can you differentiate these two coffees just by tasting them? Or some people like to do the Coke test. They see if you can differentiate Coke and Pepsi. You have a blindfold, so you can't see which one you are drinking. Can you differentiate between the two flavors just by tasting them? That's how you can use this word. How else could you use that word?
Well, I think that those are very good examples for the word differentiate. And here we're talking about long-term and short-term memories. A long-term memory is something that happened a long time ago that you still remember, and a short-term memory is something that happened very recently、mm-hmm. that maybe you don't need to remember for a long time.
That's right. Well, let's continue.But scientists still don't have a complete explanation of how this process works. Well, I guess that's not really new. Scientists don't have a complete explanation for many things. But this is a process, and it's interesting how it works.
And we find out something else that scientists don't quite understand. They also don't know how people retrieve their memories.And retrieve is another word from our word bank. If you retrieve something, then you get it back. Maybe it went away, and now it has returned. You can retrieve it.
And this word makes me think of a dog that many people love, the golden retriever. People used to go hunting with these dogs, and they would shoot things like ducks. And then the dog would go and retrieve these animals undamaged.So they were given the name Golden Retriever. But of course, if you lose anything, then you can use this word to say you're getting it back. I went to the lost and found to retrieve my wallet.
That's right. So scientists are not sure how we retrieve our memories, how we are able to get them back after they've happened. And we find out that when most people hear their best friend's name, they picture the personinstantly.
That's right.
There's no delay.
That's right. I agree with this. When I hear any of my friends' names, I picture the person instantly. That's something amazing that our memory can do. And we continue, the ability to recall things so quickly is amazing. And what, Carolyn, what do we learn here?
And unexplained. Mm-hmm. It is a mystery. Well, there is no mystery as to what we will do next. We are going to join Michelle in the language lab.
OK, 接下来我们看的是 differentiate 这个动词。differentiate 是指分辨或区分。如果要说明分辨哪两样事情的话是用 between 这个介系词。例如 Patrick can't differentiate between imagination and reality. Patrick 没有办法分辨想象和现实。如果是要把某个事物从另外的事物中分别出来的话是用 from 这个介系词。例如 Helen's confidence differentiated her from other models. Helen 的自信让她从其他的模特儿中脱颖而出。所以我们看的是 retrieve 这个动词。RE 这个字首在这里有回来的意思。所以 retrieve 是指取回、恢复或者是搜寻。例如 The software helps you retrieve a database more effectively. 这套软体帮助你更有效率地搜寻资料库。或者是 Leon went back to the restaurant to retrieve his coat. Leon 回到餐厅拿回他的外套。Now let's get back to our teachers.
Today we've been talking about mysteries of the mind. First one was laughter and the second one was memory. How good is your memory? I think that maybe I need to exercise my memory a little bit more. Gabe, how's your memory?
Yes, Carolyn, that is correct.
Gabe, that's not the question I asked you.
Wait, you asked me a question?
Yes, I asked you how good your memory was.
Oh, right, my memory. Well, my long-term memory is great, Carolyn. I guess my short-term memory needs a little bit of help.
That's what it sounds like. Maybe you can do some memory exercises to try to strengthen those connections.
Yes, yes, I will. Well, friends, thank you for joining us for today. And of course, we have more to learn about the mysteries of the mind next time, right here on Studio Classroom.
See you!